The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
It's good to be with you on the Tuesday edition of The Afternoon Drive with Corsi. If you've just joined us, it's good to have you. And we still have quite the day that's coming up. In actual fact, quite the show that's lined up between now and we wrap things up at 6 p.m. Right now, though, we're changing gears slightly so and moving to a point where we're talking about something that is very important. Something that I think as we're drawing closer and closer towards the elections, we realize that we're highlighting it all the more. The 29th of May is a significant day, not just because we're voting, but because of what these elections mean. 30 years into our democracy, and there's many things that any of us can be able to say, especially about the state of our nation. And we understand the significance of us now taking time together to be able to pray and really trust the Lord leading up to the elections and believe for a gathering of all South Africans and being able to cast their vote so that they make the right decision. But also in trusting and praying for peace leading up to the elections. As we know, usually in election years, there's quite a number of things that happen. And we've been doing exactly that. We've been setting time aside to do exactly that. There's a prayer day happening tomorrow, brought to us by CRC. There's a moment that's also happening currently. We're in our 40 days of prayer leading up to the 29th of May. Last week, we had a day specifically praying towards the elections. But pairing with what we do spiritually in preparation for the elections is very importantly what we're doing in educating ourselves leading up to the elections and ensuring that we are equipped and knowledgeable enough to know why should we be going to the ballot paper, why we should be casting our vote, and more importantly, who to vote for. And I can't tell you who it should be. But what we can do is what should inform your decision once you do decide who it is you're going to be voting for. And for the next couple of weeks, we'll be doing exactly that. We'll be taking a journey leading up to the actual polls on the 29th of May, where every Tuesday afternoon, we're going to be in conversation talking about what is it that makes your individual vote so significant. Why should you be voting? And does it actually matter? What should I be looking out for in the manifestos? Is a manifesto actually even so important? And joining us as we start this conversation this afternoon to start unpacking this is Boshoff Grobler from Heal Our Land Initiative, which is an NPO that is really focused on empowering the nation and Christians specifically who are in distress and just being able to say, hey, we're there with you and we support you. And something else that they also, well, that he also does is he's in partnership with Unashamedly Ethical. Jeebus, the English is trying to leave me right now. Unashamedly Ethical, which is a non-profit that promotes ethics, values, and clean living globally. So the idea of matching values and ethics with the way we live is something that's very close to his heart. And he joins us this afternoon as we start a four-week journey, in actual fact, of unpacking what the road to the 29th of May looks like and the decisions that we'll be making as we draw closer to that. Mr. Grobler, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive with Corsi. It's good to be with you.
Thanks so much, Corsi. Nice to be here.
I'm hoping that I'm not the only person who sometimes just stumbles upon the unashamedly ethical, because it's a little bit of a tongue twister if you're saying it very quickly, right? I'm not the only one.
You are the only one for today, but for the rest of the world, it often happens.
Thank you so much. I'll take that as a win. But, you know, Boshoff, I think we're getting into a time that's very critical, you know, as we're drawing closer to the elections. And I think for a lot of us, we can feel the angst that's rising as we draw closer to the 29th. We can feel the heaviness of how important these elections are. But also at the same time, year on year, election year after election year, we understand that the importance in highlighting and bringing voter education is something that is extremely important in ensuring that people know why they should be casting their vote, how should they be casting their vote, who they should be voting for. And although we can't give those specific details, oh, go cast your X at that particular party or individual candidate, it is important that people take into consideration why and what they should be looking out for when they're choosing the who. But let's take a few steps back. We're 30 years into democracy, and it would be amiss of me to assume that everybody knows why they should vote. And let's start there. Why should people actually show up on the 29th of May and cast their vote?
Well, this question, particularly this year, I've heard around braais, I've heard it around beers, I've heard it around Bible studies. And the question confuses me. As a Christian, it confuses me. If a Christian asks the question why I should vote, as I said, I stumbled just on the question. And the reason why I stumble is that as a Christian, we know that we have been called to know God, to love people, and to have the kingdom of heaven come to South Africa. So we know that that is what we need to do. And then we know that in Proverbs 29:2, it says, one of the ways of having God's kingdom come to South Africa is when the righteous flourish, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, people groan. So we pray to the Lord, say, you know, have your kingdom come, have your will be done in South Africa as it is in heaven. And yet we think that there is even an option to distance ourselves from the democratic process, where the democratic process is a way to allow South Africans to vote for the leaders that can create a culture where God's kingdom can come to South Africa. So as a Christian, why should I vote? Because when the righteous flourish, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, people groan.
And I think, you know, for a lot of us, when you think about that scripture, we always try to, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, in actual fact, where I was talking about how a lot of times we separate God into, especially when it gets to politics and the running of our nation, we all feel like we just pray to him when things aren't well. But when it comes to the decisions that I'm making, who I'm voting for, et cetera, et cetera, we feel like we put God to the side. And I think what you're saying is so key. And I think for a lot of people, then they feel like, you know, I'm one of however many million people that will be casting their vote on the 29th of May. And it's easy to then feel like, is it even significant? Will it even matter if I don't cast my vote on that day? And I've been in discussions with people over the last couple of days. And just this weekend is a realization that there's an estimated almost 8 million people who will not be casting their vote, who've registered to vote because they feel that their one individual vote does not matter that much. But maybe you could help us and make us realize that really it actually doesn't matter that much. Is my vote actually so important?
So the answer to that question is yes, it is extremely important. And if you're Afrikaans, that is geweldig belang.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, it was talk about food. So it's very, very important. And the reason why it's important is, I'll make this statement. So this is probably, 2024 election is probably the most important election of our lifetimes. Now, I voted for the first time in 1994. I had that absolute privilege, and it was a massive, massive moment for many, many, many South Africans, and our country walked into democracy for the first time. So for me to make that statement that this is probably the most important election of our lifetimes is a very conscious statement. And the reason why I say that is because for the past 400 years, in whatever state South Africa was in, we were governed by a majority party. So whether we were union or republic, we had a majority party. So we have this mindset of we need to vote for somebody, a person, to get into the union buildings, and they need to make our lives better. Now, in this election, or at the very latest in the 2028 elections, we will become a multi-party governed state. So we will have a coalition of sorts. We will have a government of national unity of sorts. So it means that in forming coalitions, every vote counts. So even the smaller parties that have votes can be drawn into a coalition that can make a functioning government work. So when people say, does my vote count? This time around, every vote counts. Every vote for every party counts, because this majority mindset of just get somebody into the union buildings. Now there are going to be many somebodies in many parties, and your vote will form a coalition government that is just so unique and so new to South Africa. We've tried it in, you know, in places like Tshwane and so on, and I'm not saying we're very good at it, but what I am saying is that is part of our future. This time round, your vote counts more than ever. And I don't think people realize how, I'll use the word bad, how bad South Africans are in voter participation. You mentioned the numbers earlier. And so people would say, yeah, you know, less than 50% voted in the last elections. And is that so bad? Yes, it is so bad. It's the fifth lowest in the world in voter participation. Now, if you take rugby world rankings, we are number one. So when you think about a 30-year-old democracy, you would think, okay, so this is important to South Africans. South Africans will be number one or number two when it comes to voter participation. We're the first worst in the world. So if you think about rugby rankings, you know who the fifth worst rated rugby team is in the world, Forsy?
I've got no idea.
It's Indonesia. So it's Indonesia. We are freaking Indonesia when it comes to voter participation. So South Africans, I don't know if it's a hope deferred that has got us to this point, but to be a nation that's only 30 years into democracy and people actually say, I'll consider whether I vote or not, it breaks my brain. We're going on a trip with my wife and I for our 20th wedding anniversary, and we planned it for a long time, and then the date for voting came, and it fell sort of at the back end of our trip, and I phoned the operator, and I said, listen, what changes are you going to make? And she said, no, Mr. Khorobli, you are the only person that's asking for a change. So I said, well, are the other people South Africans? And she said, yeah, they are South African, but they're not considering to vote. And I'm like, okay, so you're going to hear me the whole time giving you a hard time on the game viewer for a whole week about why you're not voting. Because this is, whether you're Christian or not, this is crucial for our country this time around.
I think I'm interested, you know, because I've been in conversations with people where they talk about how they don't go to vote because they, one part, it's a thing of, well, will my one vote actually matter? And on another hand, it's kind of like, well, we already know what's probably going to happen. If 30-something% to this party, 40-something% to this party, they're going to be in coalition, there's going to be wars, and it's going to happen another 4 years, we're going to be in the cycle over and over again. But I'm curious, maybe from analysis and from just keeping your ear on the ground, and I'm hoping, and I ask this question in the hopes that someone will be able to find themselves in it and then see that they're going in the direction of choosing not to vote. What do you think are the common reasons that people are saying they're not going to show up on the 29th of May and vote, even though they made the decision to register? What do you think are some of the reasons that people are finding themselves in the space where they're saying, actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm actually not going to go and vote come the 29th of May. Is it hope deferred, like you were saying? Or is it just a feeling of, you know, it's actually not significant, or it's pointless, or it's all rigged? Why do you think people are just not wanting to show up?
So I've heard the it's all rigged argument before. So, you know, it's rigged and it's not going to work. And if you look at the IEC, the Independent Electoral Commission, and you look at their rankings in the context of global democracy, the IEC is one of the most soundly run institutions in the world. It's not perfect. I'm not saying perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And we know that their budgets have been cut and they haven't been able to stretch beyond running the elections in you know, education and so on and so forth. So, but at a global level, the IEC is a very strong institution. So if you say that it's all rigged, then I would say it's misinformation. That it's not perfect, as I said, by any stretch, and it would probably do with a lot more money to be able to run the elections more effectively and so on and so forth. But as a global institution, it is very highly rigged. The other possibility is that people say, okay, so it's going to be more of the same. So I made the point earlier, it is not going to be more of the same. And that is why it is so seminal moment, such a seminal moment in our history, in our lifetimes. And I'm not overstating this. For a country, for 400 years to be governed in one way, to now set into a different way, the most important thing here is who will be leading those coalitions. And we've seen many, many places in the world. We've seen it in India. We've seen it in the Netherlands. We've seen it, you know, all minority north and the majority south. We've seen that many times the smaller parties with a very moral compass is included into a coalition because they know that that party in the coalition will force a more righteous tone and a more righteous tone with people that need to vote the next time around. So it is a crucial time. So the other part is that people are just misinformed, and they say, yeah, but all the parties are the same, and you know, they're not very different, and they don't even take the time to read the manifestos or even to look at abbreviated versions of manifestos, never mind thinking about what's important in them and those manifestos. So I think it's a lot of maybe it's hope deferred that has made the heart look for excuses. And but this time around, there's a desire in this country that can be fulfilled and that will be a tree of life in this country. And more people in this country will be able to eat from that tree and will find shade from that tree and will be able to find community under the tree that this election has the possibility of planting for us.
Yeah, man, I think for generations to come, we will be enjoying the fruit that comes from that particular tree. But it all starts with us making that decision come the 29th of May. I think I'm looking forward to us unpacking this. And I mean, you mentioned something so important in terms of the manifestos. I'm guilty of not having it read one. Although I keep saying I should actually read so it informs my decision. Because I think a lot of times I've heard people say, I actually don't even know who to vote for, so I'm not going to vote. But we're not even applying ourselves in educating and making the right decision of what should I be looking for in order for me to make my decision? Because no one can go about, I think people hope to get platforms like this that will tell them, okay, you should vote for this person because of this thing, and it makes the weight easier on them. And my hope is that, I think over the next couple of weeks, we'll be unpacking what people should be looking for in the manifestos, which still gives them the work to say, hey, go and make the time and go read the manifesto, the abbreviated manifesto, as what you mentioned as well, so that you make an informed decision on the 29th of May. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your commitment to ensuring that we draw people to the 29th of May. And I appreciate you cutting your short trip for 20 years anniversary celebration, because voting is so important to you. I think there's someone who may be listening who might have a trip up the line and they'll make some amendments. Hopefully they'll listen to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time and for the opportunity.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's Boshoff Khrobler, who is part of the Heal Our Land Initiative, talking all things leading up to the 29th of May. The elections are just around the corner. And you might be asking, well, Khosi, we've been hearing about this so much. We're praying for it, really just trusting for the Lord to unite us. Yes, that is one element. But let's be honest, we need to be wise in how we do things come the 29th of May and be a part of this change.
Impact 103, Afternoon Drive.